Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day. Happy Monday to you. God bless you. Hope you're, well, I know your Monday's off to a wonderful start, or maybe it's 5:30 in the afternoon and you've tuned in here today. I personally thank you for spending the next 30 minutes with me here at Island Community Church and here on WGOD Radio. I've named it that because I've learned the secret and I share it with you. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you, always, 24/7. All we need to do is find out where he's broadcasting and tune into his frequency, and he's broadcasting through the Word of God. Hebrews 4 says the Word of God is living, or quick and powerful, it says in the King James Version. It's alive. And that's what we focus on. That's what we do here. That's what I do. That's what I teach, the Word, the New Testament, verse by verse. We're in the book of Ephesians, and we left off in chapter 4. This last couple weeks, we've been in chapter 4. We'll be looking at unity, one Lord, one faith, one baptism 2 weeks ago. Last week, we looked at one baptism. Actually, we looked at all the baptisms that are in the New Testament. Here today, we're down to the end of chapter 4. We're looking at a lot of do's and don'ts. So a whole bunch of commands here from the Apostle Paul on things to do. Do not be angry. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't give an opportunity for the devil to come into your life. And then some do's. Put on the new man, which was created in God. So that's where we're at here today. We'll be back again tomorrow. We'll wrap this program up tomorrow. But here today, Monday, that's what we're going to hear. I invite you to Island Community Church. God's doing an awesome work at our church, and he's adding people daily that are hungry for the Word of God. And if that's you, if you're new to the area, I invite you. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If your pastor never opens up his Bible, if you're starved for the Word of God, I encourage you, pray, seek God's face, come by and visit and be part of one of our services and see if perhaps the Lord would like you to come and visit us. So I invite you. I'd love to meet you, as I've met many of you on Sunday mornings that listen in here on the radio. So, okay, here we go with part one. I've entitled this sermon, Be Angry and Sin Not. Okay, there we go. We're in Ephesians chapter 4. It'll be our last week in Ephesians here for a little bit. Like I said, Jim Johnson will be here next week. The following week, I'll preach in the Christmas story on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, we will look at the exalted Christ out of Philippians chapter 2. So then we'll be back with the last few chapters in Ephesians. Now let's pick it up here today in chapter 4 and some more of Paul's instructions and commands. Listen to all these commands from verse 22. If you notice on your handout, these verses are on there. From verse 22 on, mostly they're do nots with a few scattered do's in there to boot. Put off, verse 22, starts with put off, then be renewed, then put on, verse 24, put away, verse 25, be angry, verse 26, be angry but don't sin, verse 27. That one might be the most important of all. And that actually is this one. And that is, don't give the devil a foothold in your life. That's probably the most important one in this list. Don't give the devil a foothold in your life. The next up, he's going to say, do not steal. Then, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Verse 30. Don't be bitter, wrathful, or angry. Verse 31. And then finally, don't speak evil. And finally, a few more do's. Not suggestions. These are commandments to do. Be ye kind. Be tender-hearted or soft-hearted. That means you cry at chick flicks with your wife, Mark. Forgive one another. Be followers of God like children. Ever have a child follow you around all bloody day long? Carol? She's got one. Follows her every step. Be followers of God that way. Like a child that follows you wherever you go. And walk in love. Now I want to take and look at these one at a time here. The Apostle Paul is the king of New Testament doctrine. And he is the one, other than Jesus, that shows us how to live right. But let's take a moment and get it right. Let's pray first before we move on. Lord, without your blessing, Lord, we come to you in Jesus' name here this morning. All is lost without you shining the light of truth. Speak to us here this morning. Lord, I pray I'd hear 40 different things from 40 different people this morning that they thought I was just preaching to them. Have your way with us. We listen for your voice. Our hearts are tender-hearted this morning. Instruct us and teach us in the way we should go. We pray your word back to you from Psalm 32. Instruct us and teach us in the way that we should go. And then give us the power to do these things and make these changes. But show us what one thing or two things that we lack here this morning. We're all yours this morning. Lead us and guide us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Verse 22. It says, put off concerning your former conduct or conversation. It says in the King James Version. Put off your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts. Notice he doesn't say lusts. He says deceitful lusts. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So here we have a command of what not to do, followed by a command for what we ought to do instead. Command, not a suggestion. A command. Put off your former conduct. Again, the King James says conversation. Greek word anastrophe, meaning conduct or livelihood or behavior. But I like conversation. Sums it up pretty good, doesn't it? In plain vernacular, that is, stop talking like you used to talk. That was the old you. You are a new creation. Or not. If you're not new, then you're old. And if you're old in this league, you're not going to make it. You are a new creation. You are not that old person that you used to be. You are new. If you're not new, you'll never cross the finish line. I tried to get on this exercise machine yesterday, and I can't turn the thing on. My wife comes by with this magic key and puts it on, and doo, shot me all the way down to Palm Bay. You got to put the thing in here first. There's no looking back. You are a new creation. Some people come to church, speak a certain way, and then when they walk out of the doors at a church, everything changes. This should not be. A new person is new everywhere he or she goes. My friend, pastor, believe it or not, another Jim Ross, tells me his parishioners can't even make it into the parking lot. And Mr. Hyde takes over. Jekyll and Hyde, I like that. Are you Dr. Jekyll in church?
But Mr. Hyde, a man of fleshly indulgence, where you leave the church? Now, perhaps you say, there's nothing wrong with what I do or how I live. I am a free man. I can drink liquor if I want. I can smoke, chew, sin, do whatever I want. Now, to that argument, I say, look at the rest of verse 22. It says, put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts. Look at that here. Deceitful lusts. So deceitful is to think that something is something. Or in this case, we can say to think that something, my sinful lifestyle, is something. No problem. While something, my sinful lifestyle, is deceiving me. They're deceitful lusts, meaning you think there's nothing wrong with them. That's why they're deceitful. But there is something wrong with them. That's why he calls them that. Your sins or sinful lifestyle is deceiving you. Proverbs 14:12, Solomon wrote, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And in case Solomon's son wasn't paying attention, for some weird reason, he repeated the same one in Proverbs 16:25. He said, there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Your sins are deceitful. They are not what you think that they are. They are more harmful than you realize. They are deceiving you. Your sins are misleading you. They're tricking you. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said about his sins. Romans 7:11. He says, for sin, taken occasion by the commandment. The commandment's the word of God that says, don't do that. Okay? Sin, taken occasion by the commandment. You see, sin is not sin until the commandment comes and says, don't do that. And sin, once it hears that, goes, ah. You'd be fine driving 50 miles an hour here today on I-95 until the sign comes that says, speed limit 65. Now what? You're shaking. You're doing 90. You see, sin, take an opportunity by the commandment, speed limit, deceived me. And by it, Paul says, it killed me. It killed me. Paul said his sins killed him. Sin is like a personal enemy within. God said this to Cain, the world's first killer. He said, if you do well, won't you be accepted? But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your door, and its desire is for you. But you must rule over it. So indeed, sin is like a personal enemy within, but you must take authority over it. And Paul's going to help us do this in the very next verse, verse 23. He says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Reminds me of Romans 12:1. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. So to get the victory in your life, to overcome sin, your sin, to put to death your former man or lifestyle, the secret is you must renew your mind. And you do that by spending time in the Word. That's how you win this. Even praise music on your way driving where you're going somewhere. Listen to some anointed praise music. It'll change your life. And the Word. See, just that praise music isn't living active like a sharp two-edged sword. The Word is. But there's so much music that's based on the Word that I say to you is living and active. Anyone here ever have your life changed by music? This is where God speaks. This is where you get instruction, the Word of God. This is where God reveals your sin to you. This is where God opens your eyes through His Word. This is where God gives you the strength to overcome in the Bible and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now remember, last week, you've been baptized by the Holy Spirit. You can do all things through Christ. People think I'm crazy because I own a few hundred Bibles, but if you knew what I knew, you'd own a few hundred yourself. And then some. I'm addicted to the Word. I can't get enough. That's my problem. I can't wait to get another Bible so I can open it, listen for the voice of God, and then go out and do what He says. My addiction to the Word of God is what's made me who I am today. For what that's worth, you people have to decide. But you got a pastor that's addicted to the Word and loves the Word and believes it and follows it and preaches it, undiluted and unadulterated Word of God. We don't skimp or cut corner. That's why you're seeing 79 people in here today. Because you guys have traveled around. You don't like the muck that you hear somewhere. And you come here because you want to hear the truth. At least for 1 hour out of 168. You know I'm not going to shortchange you on truth. I mean, there's a lot of do-nots in here. I know that. And there's a lot of do's. But this is a great life, church. This is a great life. Obey God. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits. Notice this dude is slowing down. He went from walking to standing to sitting. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He would be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf will not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. There's only one way to have the Midas touch, church family, and that is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And there's a semicolon there. He's not done. What does it say after that? Right. And all these things will be added unto you. Put God first, seek him first, and then all these other things that you worry and think and fret about that keep you up at night, seek God first, and he'll take care of all of these others. It's a simple formula. Hard to do sometimes. God said this to Joshua. This book of the law, now remember, law we're going to take as meaning the whole word of God. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night so that you can observe to do all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. And that, in my opinion, is why Paul instructs you to be renewed in the spirit of your mind so that you can live this kind of life. All right, the next commandment was to put on the new man. Put on the new man which God created in... All right, stop and think about this for a moment. God has made for us a new suit. He personally is the tailor. Again, put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. He's commanding us. He says, here, put on this new suit that I've made you. Next up, stop lying. Verse 25, putting away lying, speaking truth with your neighbor. We're of the same family. You don't lie to your neighbor. Speak truth to your neighbor. To say the least, Revelation 21:8 says all liars have their part in the lake of fire, which is the second death. If you are a liar, you'll be barred entry into the kingdom of God. It's a sign you haven't been born again. A true Christian is not a born-again liar. You're wearing that old suit again, if that describes you. Put on the new man. It's a new suit that he's made you. God's created it in holiness and true righteousness. Jesus said, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning. He does not hold to the truth, for there is no truth in him. For when he lies, he speaks his native language. He is a liar and the father of lies. That's John 8:44. So who's your daddy? Stop lying. That's not you. That's the old you. The old man whom you threw out with all the other rubbish. That's what Paul's instructing us to do. Throw out this old rubbish. Put on the new man. Next up, be not angry, verse 26. A whole lot of do nots here. Verse 26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Actually, verse 26 and 27 should be read together. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Because by staying angry overnight, you indeed will give place, or better yet, you will give an opportunity for the devil in your life when you go to bed angry about something.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Over in Bethlehem, one clear and shiny night, all of the stars were out, but one was especially bright. For it was shining down over that little town where baby Jesus lay, there on a bed of hay. Jesus came glad of sound. Oh, if we're good or bad, tall and wise about your size, he came. still have chivalry nights. Over in Bethlehem, the stars are still shining bright. Children still laugh and play. The Savior's
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station, WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. A global rise in reports of anti-Semitism should concern Christians. That's what Rick Warshill said. He's a Messianic Jew and a chaplain with the North American Mission Board. In its most recent annual report, the Anti-Defamation League recorded more than 2,700 anti-Semitic incidents. That's a 34% increase from 2020, and the most since the group began keeping track in 1979. That's an average of 7 incidents of harassment, vandalism, or assault every day. A desire to reflect Christ should be important to those wanting to push back, Warshall said. Just in time for Christmas, Voice of the Martyrs, an international nonprofit ministry focused on serving Christians in difficult and dangerous places, has published the one-year Pray for the Persecuted Bible in the Christian Standard Bible Translation. Published by VOM Books and designed by Tyndale House Publishers, the Bible contains daily devotional readings as well as special features designed to prompt prayer for the persecuted church. Each of the 365 daily scripture readings contain a passage from the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalms, and the Proverbs in the CSB translation. It was originally translated and released by B&H Publishing in 2017.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wernher.